Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. You would have to be blind as a bat not to see how important the Indiana bat is to our state's natural heritage. Bats may be the most mistreated and misunderstood of all mammals. They don't carry rabies, and they're not blood-sucking vampires. In fact, the endearingly homely creatures fulfill an important ecological niche and service to mankind. Bats spend their winters hibernating in caves. In summer, they live in riparian and upland forest, roosting with their young behind the bark of trees during the day, and eating insects by the thousands on the fly at night. The Indiana bat is immensely beneficial to our state, but its future is at risk. The Indiana bat makes its home in the caves and forests of Indiana and throughout the eastern United States. But human disturbances, cave vandalism, and deforestation have decreased the bat's habitat for many years. Even more troubling is a mysterious disease that's been killing entire colonies of Indiana bats. Thousands of bats have died in more than a dozen caves in New York, Vermont, and Massachusetts. The disease has been dubbed the white nose syndrome because of the white fungus found growing on the bats' noses. It's an increasingly alarming concern for scientists and researchers around the country. Conservation organizations and government agencies are working to protect the Indiana bat's habitat here in its namesake state. The Nature Conservancy, the Indiana DNR, and the Indiana Karst Conservancy are trying to make sure that Indiana always has Indiana bats.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about the magnificent Indiana bat is available at nature.org/Indiana.